Exodus chapter 26. The curtain that forms the dwelling itself you shall make with 10 panels of fine woven linen, with blue, purple, and scarlet material. Decorate them with cherubim, which are to be the work of a skillful craftsman. The length of each panel of the curtain is to be 42 feet, and the width of each panel 6 feet. All the panels are to be the same size. 5 panels of the curtain are to be connected together into one panel, and the other 5 panels are to be connected together into one. Attach blue loops to the edge of the last panel in the first set of curtains. In the same way, attach loops to the edge of the last panel of the second set. Make 50 loops for the edge of the first set of curtains, and make 50 loops for the edge of the second set of curtains. The loops are to be opposite one another. Make 50 gold clasps, and connect the 2 sets of curtains to each other with the clasps, so that the dwelling becomes one connected piece. You shall make panels for a curtain made from goat's hair to serve as a tent over the dwelling. Make 11 panels. The length of each panel is to be 45 feet, and the width of each panel 6 feet. The 11 panels are to be the same size. Connect 5 panels of the curtain into one unit, and connect 6 panels into another unit. Fold the 6th panel of the curtain over the front edge of the tent. Attach 50 loops to the edge of the last panel of one set of curtains, and 50 loops to the edge of the last panel in the second set. Make 50 bronze clasps, and put the clasps into the loops to join the 2 pieces of the tent together, so that it forms one unit. The excess part of the curtains that form the tent, which is left over, that is, the half curtain that is extra, is to hang down over the back of the dwelling. The 18 inches left over on one side and the 18 inches left over on the other side, all along the length of the tent coverings, are to be left hanging down over the sides of the dwelling on either side to cover it. You shall also make a covering for the tent made from ram's skins dyed red, and a covering made from hides of sea cows to go above that one. You shall make upright boards of acacia wood to serve as a framework for the dwelling. The length of each board is to be 15 feet, and the width of each board is to be 27 inches. There are to be 2 pegs on each board for connecting them to the next board. That is the way you are to make all the boards for the dwelling. Make these boards for the dwelling. Make 20 boards for the south side. Make 40 socket bases of silver to be placed under the 20 boards. 2 sockets to go under the first board to hold its 2 pegs, and 2 sockets to go under the next board for its 2 pegs. For the second side of the dwelling, the north side, make 20 boards, with 40 socket bases of silver, 2 sockets to go under the first board, and 2 sockets to go under the next board. For the far side of the dwelling, the west side, make 6 boards. Then make 2 boards for each of the back corners of the dwelling. For the 2 corners, there are to be twin boards from the bottom to the top, but they are to be joined at the top by 1 ring. Both corner pieces are to be made like this. Altogether, there will be 8 boards with silver socket bases, 16 socket bases, 2 socket bases to go under each board. You shall make crossbars of acacia wood, 5 crossbars for the boards on one side of the dwelling, 5 crossbars for the boards on the other side of the dwelling, and 5 crossbars for the boards on the back side of the dwelling on the west. The middle bar, placed halfway up the boards, shall pass through from one end of the boards to the other end. Overlay the boards with gold. Attach gold rings to them to hold the crossbars, and overlay the crossbars with gold. You shall set up the dwelling according to the design that is being shown to you on the mountain. You shall make a special veil of blue, purple, and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen, decorated with cherubim. It shall be made as the work of a skillful craftsman. Hang it on 4 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, which stand on 4 socket bases of silver. The hooks are to be made of gold. Hang up the veil below the spot where the clasps join the 2 parts of the building. Then bring the Ark of the Testimony inside the veil. The veil shall separate the holy place from the most holy place for you. You shall put the atonement seat on top of the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. You shall set the table outside the veil, in the lampstand opposite the table on the south side of the dwelling. You shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the entry to the tent from blue, purple, and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen, the work of an embroiderer. Make 5 posts of acacia wood to support the screen, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, and you shall cast 5 bronze socket bases for them. Chapter 24. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. The altar shall be square, and it shall be 4.5 feet high. You shall make horns on its 4 corners. These horns are to be made as 1 piece with the altar, and you are to overlay the altar with bronze. Make pails to take away its fat-drenched ashes. Make shovels, basins, meat hooks, and fire pans for the altar. Make all its utensils of bronze. Make a grate for it, which is a latticework of bronze, and make 4 bronze rings for the 4 corners of the latticework grate. Set the grate in place below the top edge of the altar, so that the grate rests halfway down from the top of the altar. Make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. These poles are to be put through the rings on the 2 sides of the altar whenever it is carried. You are to make the altar hollow with sides made of boards. They are to make it as it is being shown to you on the mountain. You shall make the courtyard for the dwelling. For the south side of the courtyard there shall be hangings of fine woven linen, 150 feet long for that side. There shall be 20 posts for it, and their 20 socket bases shall be bronze. The hooks for the posts and the connectors shall be silver. In the same way, for the north side there shall be hangings 150 feet long, with 20 posts and 20 bronze socket bases. The hooks for the posts and their connectors shall be silver. For the courtyard on the west side there shall be hangings 75 feet wide, with 10 posts and 10 socket bases. The width of the courtyard on the east side shall be 75 feet. The hangings on one side of the entry gate shall be 22 feet 6 inches wide, with 3 posts and 3 socket bases. For the other side, there shall be hangings 22 feet 6 inches wide, with 3 posts and 3 socket bases. For the entryway into the court, there shall be a screen 30 feet wide, made of blue, purple, and scarlet materials, and of fine woven linen, the work of an embroiderer. Make 4 posts for it and 4 socket bases. All the posts around the courtyard shall be connected with silver. Their hooks shall be silver and their socket bases bronze. The length of the courtyard shall be 150 feet. And the width 75 feet on both ends. The height of the hangings of fine linen shall be 7.5 feet. Its socket bases shall be bronze. All the utensils for all the services of the dwelling, all its tent stakes, and all the stakes for the courtyard shall be bronze. You shall command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the light, so that the lamp may burn every night. In the tent of meeting, in front of the veil which is in front of the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend the lamp before the Lord from evening to morning. This shall be a permanent regulation through their generations for the people of Israel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.